Hi, Kirby.
Hi, Sarah.
Welcome to Los Angeles.
Welcome, Glamgelinos.
We hope you stay a while.
Cute.
That's cute.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Hello.
Hello. That was really lovely. Just like wiping my nose is the first sound of this episode. You guys, germs are everywhere.
Germs, okay. Children.
COVID is still real.
Yep, very,
my
very real.
Nanny finally got it, so we're in chaos without childcare this week.
She hasn't gotten it yet?
No, me and her were like, me, her, and you were like the last people standing.
We're going down. We're going down.
I'm next. I'm next.
Please, God, not you.
I'm hoping I will.
No.
But anyways, we're going to be okay. And how's your long weekend?
Long weekend is great. I spent Thanksgiving with the Tans.
Oh my gosh. It was like
Sarah's crazy fam.
Initiation.
It was so fun. It reminded me of my Thanksgivings growing up with all my cousins and aunts and uncles. Had some delicious food. Patrick ate his Japanese cheesecake
on
Saturday.
Isn't it the best?
Yes.
You can't go back.
He was like, no, you can't. And he was like, thank you so much for bringing this slice home for me. I'm like, you're welcome. I'm thinking ahead here.
Oh, yeah. Now you know what to get him for his birthday. You can get him like a big Japanese cheesecake.
Correct. I will be doing that.
Kirby made a delicious Martha Stewart apple pie cake that
yes.
Zoe indulged herself in.
She kept asking, you made this? You yeah. made this.
Like, okay, yeah, I did.
I'm
did
like,
make this.
Zoe, like, give me a break. Yes, I did. I'm like, why are you so perplexed by it? Oh, two-year-olds. She's
oh my
so
God.
Cute.
It was so much fun. I'm so glad you came.
We had the best time.
Like,
played bingo.
Played bingo. Didn't win.
No. We were so close.
Yeah. It's really just a game of luck.
Did you get anything for Cyber Monday / Black Friday?
Ugh. No. I shopped the Skims.
Same.
Biannual.
Same.
Which you're wearing the robe that I also got Zoe. So you'll
yes.
be twins. I shopped Aloe.
Oh, good.
Because it was like 30% off the entire website.
Wow.
And I had some credit. So bought myself a new jacket.
Nice.
Because that's probably all that could fit from Aloe right now. And I think that was it. I'm like just too overwhelmed by the sales and then I regret it.
Yes, same. I indulged as well. I did Skims and Good American.
Okay.
I did Bandolier.
Okay.
Okay. So Bandolier, if you're not familiar, is their phone cases. But this case changed my life when I got sent one from my friend Allison. She knows somebody at Bandolier. They sent me this case. It's a leather case that has a little pouch on the back for your credit card, vaccine card, ID. And then it has little hooks on the bottom of the case so that you can wear it like a purse. And truly, I
yeah.
don't even take a purse anywhere with me at this point. I just
yeah.
use this. But you have to get a new case when you get a new phone or whatever.
Right.
So I bought like maybe two at this point. But they were having a deal for a really cute chain.
Oh, is it the gold one?
I have the gold one, but they have one that's gold and black leather and it looks like Chanel.
Oh, like the Chanel strap? So
yes.
Nice.
So I got that and then I got an AirPod chain to connect to the end of my AirPod so that when I'm walking, I hate when
no
you have to like
it.
Take it out and like
yeah.
take it in a pocket.
Yeah.
So instead I can just have them and have them hanging around my neck and it was really cute.
Cute. I love Bandolier. It's so chic. It really does like look.
That is a great gift.
It is a great gift if you just know the person's phone size.
And I did, I think I'm winning Christmas this year in this household. Because I got Patrick, I'm not going to share because who knows if he's going to listen to this episode.
Yeah.
But actually, I can just say, I'll tell him not to listen. Do not listen to this episode, Patrick Muldowney. If you are listening right now, stop.
Stop
right
here.
Now. So he has been wanting to go to this festival in New Jersey on the New Jersey boardwalk at the end of May called Adjacent Festival. And it's Blink-182, Bleachers, Paramore, like all of these bands.
All his favorite
and
bands.
I love Bleachers. I love Blink. I love Paramore. And so today on Cyber Monday, they had a sale, not on the tickets, but no fees.
Oh.
So they're like, if you buy tickets right now, you can, we'll sell them to you without fees, which, as you know, fees are literally a nightmare.
It's been a hot topic because of Taylor Swift and Ticketmaster.
Yes. So thankfully, I didn't have to go through Ticketmaster for this because it's just a festival, right? And there's no seats. But I got us tickets to go. And
I'm gonna amazing
book our flights, and I'm gonna get that to him for Christmas. So
oh, that's so sweet. Happy. When is that? April,
May,
end of May. May. Oh, Memorial it'll be so Day. Nice. It won't be like super hot yet. Well, hopefully, I don't know.
I mean, it'll be on the boardwalk, so
wow,
we'll have ocean breeze.
Good
Very
job.
Very exciting. Yes. Yeah, so that's my big win from Black Friday Cyber Monday.
Amazing. I want to know what you guys all shopped. Like,
yes,
beauty
did you use
wise.
Our doc?
Did you use our doc? Did you go big? Did you buy presents or did you treat yourself? Here's the thing with Black Friday, Cyber Monday too. I have a really hard time buying for other people when I'm shopping these sales. It's just impossible.
Same. It's so dumb. I think about it everything I bought was for me or for
Patrick. Everything. Yeah, you know? Same. Me or Zoe and not as a Christmas present, just shopping. Oh, terrible. But I want to know what you all bought.
We'll put up a post and leave a comment.
All right. Also, we want to mention the Los Angeles Awards are happening again. The second annual Los Angeles Awards.
Woo-hoo!
We will have a document available. We're going to post it on all of our socials for y'all to vote for your favorites this year. We're very excited about this. And you'll hear the winners in the middle of December before we sign off for 2 weeks, as Los Angeles does when the holidays roll around.
So exciting.
And finally, we want to mention Los Angeles IRL. We're so excited, y'all. This is the week. And we're not revealing the guests just yet. We're going to have some hints on our Instagram. Okay, so I just want to make this very clear. Just because you signed up doesn't mean you got in. I think there's a little confusion there. But I just want to say, just because you signed up does not mean you got in. If you got in, you received an email from our email, which is losangelespodcast@gmail.com, last Monday. So check your spam folder. Make sure it's not like hiding in some junk mail folder. If you got in, you got this email and it told you that you need to RSVP no later than Wednesday, November 30th. So please, please, please RSVP. There's a few stragglers that we're waiting on. If you don't RSVP,
they're very limited spots. So we really, if you are not able to go, we need to. There are other people who would love to go. So let us know.
Yes, please let us know.
Can't wait to meet some of you.
Glams. Some glams.
Crazy.
And we're going to have an opportunity for you. If you're not able to actually attend IRL, we're going to be broadcasting this on Spotify Live. So it's going to be like a live episode of the podcast.
Oh, it got
approved. So you're going to hear it all happening. Yes, it got approved. Okay. So it's all happening. And it'll be your way to kind of be a part of the event without actually being there. So I know some of you don't even live in LA. You'll be able to be a part of it. If you want to listen in, make sure that you have signed up for our newsletter on our website. When you go to losangelespod.com, a little thing will pop up and it'll say, join our mailing list. Sign up there because we're going to be taking the emails from there. And then obviously anybody that signed up that wasn't selected randomly,
yes,
they will go ahead and be added to that as well.
So fun. I can't wait.
So fun. Can I talk about my wife's?
Yes, let's do it.
I'm so excited about these wife's. I kind of already did this wife, but I just want to say.
No, you didn't.
I mentioned it. Oh, no.
No, you didn't.
Oh, I didn't. I didn't. Sarah's like, no.
So please.
You did it.
Start from
that's
the
because
beginning.
There's an episode that didn't air. Okay, so.
But well, that's all. I'll pretend. Yeah, go. What is it?
What is on my hair, y'all? I'm telling you, I have never been a hair oil person. Hair oils, I don't care what anybody says. They're always like, it's never gonna weigh down your hair. It's gonna make your hair look amazing. And then inevitably, I use a hair oil and I look like a wet dog. It's just not cute. And it's not even my application process, okay? Because I'll use literally the less than a dime size amount of styling oil. I'll put it on the ends of my hair, and I look like I'm trying to become Britney Spears circa I'm a Slave for You music video, sweaty and dancing around in a pink crop top, okay?
You'll watch me.
Totally.
So I went and I had an appointment with the beautiful and lovely Mara Rozak. Mara is, she has been the go-to celebrity hairstylist for Emma, well, which one?
Robert?
No. Why am I blanking on Emma?
Oh, no. Emma Stone?
Yes. Also Chamberlain. Okay. I'm like, no, why am I blanking? There's too many
Emma Stone. Yes.
My old age gets me. Emma Stone. And literally with her for like 15 years at this point. But she also works on so many other incredible actors and actresses. Just a go-to when it comes to really, really good hair. She does Cara Delevingne all the time for the Met Gala. So just a very straight-up accomplished woman. And she launched her own line called Rose Hair. And I am obsessed with her hair oil. So when I went to see her, she gave me a little bang trim. She gave me a little like snip, snip, little trim. And then she used two new products that are coming out in January that I'm so excited about. And then she integrated the styling oil and the treatment oil. Y'all get both. This, like the way my hair felt after I left the salon was one thing, right? Because it's like you're in a professional setting, right? Whatever. I came home and was like, okay, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do exactly what she did. I did the treatment oil in my hair, which smells incredible. It's lightweight, but I hate when oils are like watery, when it feels like it's basically water.
No, totally.
I hate it.
It's truly like a dry oil.
Yes.
Like it just dries down so quickly, but still hydrates.
100%.
Because I also feel the same way as Kirby. I just can't. My hair is too fine too, where it's like, if I use any sort of oil, it automatically, like you said, wet dog. Like, it takes me forever to, like, wash it out. I just,
yes.
Then I'm like, okay, I have to use dry shampoo to counter it. It's just not great. But this one is truly so good. And like you said, it smells really good. It's so chic.
It smells amazing. Extremely chic. So I would love to have Mara on the podcast because she can kind of speak a little bit more to like why she launched the brand. So Saint Lucia is the styling oil, which I use after I get out of the shower. I put like a drop or two in my palm, rub it, and then put it on the ends of my hair. She was very clear, like, please don't put this on your roots. Like, anybody that puts oil on their roots is just like asking for trouble. So don't do it.
I do though, like if I'm doing like a tight, like a pony or a bun, like slicked back.
Yes.
I'll use like a little bit of it like to put to, yes, like my flyaways.
But then the treatment is called Willow Glen. And this is a all over body oil. You can use it for your hair, your scalp, your body. Like I was putting it on my elbows and my kneecaps.
Ooh, cuticles.
Cuticles.
Oh my God, my cuticles are so dry right
now. My hands are just dry as hell. So it is so, so gorgeous. It has this signature scent that I can't really even explain like what it actually smells like. And it contains like all of these oils like jojoba, sunflower, sesame, macadamia, kikui seed oil.
It's like
all of these oils.
Earthy, but not in like a natural food store type of way.
Yes, totally agree.
In like a relaxing spa vibe almost.
Yes, it's so delightful. You will want to put on more then you should. So just be aware of that. But both of these together changed my hair. So as y'all know, I have tape and extensions. And sometimes with these extensions, like you get so much use out of them, but ultimately like they get ratty over time. These,
how often do you switch out your hair?
It's probably like every 6 months. Like once they, okay, once the hair cuticle starts coming off the tape and it starts to look like very, very
got
thin,
it,
it's
it,
like,
it.
On's like, it's okay. Time. But you reuse them. That's the benefit of using a tape-in extension. And it changed the integrity of this extension. Like, it was like I had new hair. So, I cannot say anything more. This is a glowing recommendation from both Sarah and I. We are obsessed.
And it's also good for all hair textures. So, I do feel like it is a great gift at this, you know?
Ooh, yes. It's so beautiful. If somebody's just like really into like maybe Hollywood or like having a Hollywood product, like this would be great because it's like know literally the woman that's responsible for like any and all Emma Stone hairstyles, Cara Delevingne, anybody. She's the woman. And she's just a good person. So it's easy to want to celebrate her.
Support.
And support her. So Rose Hair Oil, the Willow Glen Treatment Oil, and the St. Lucia.
R-O-Z.
Yes, Rose. Rose, like Rozac. Let's get into news.
News. Ooh, okay. So Julie Schott cannot be stopped.
Y'all know Julie Schott, right? Who's Julie Schott for the people that don't
know?
So
she's like former beauty editor turned beauty entrepreneur. She launched Starface, which everyone at this point has either used or seen. Justin Bieber was photographed walking around, which is like amazing.
Incredible.
With like the little black stars all over his face. She's like, obviously they didn't invent pimple patches, but they sort of started that revolution of like, let's not hide that we all have pimples and breakouts here and there, and let's make it cute with these cute little stickers. She also launched Plus, and then
Julie.
Yes, the birth control.
Not the birth control.
Or sorry. The Plan B alternative.
Yes.
And then
don't use Plan B birth control, please, God.
Oh my God, please don't.
Please,
sorry. Please don't.
Please, we're begging you. Although some of you may have in college, just no.
Right, but not.
It's not
advised.
Contraception.
Yes. Okay. Moving on. Now, she launched FutureWise, which is a new skincare brand that aims at hydrating your skin through basically the concept of slugging, which is like, sign me up. Sign Kirby and me up.
Yes. And, you know, it's just, you go to FutureWise. It's so funny because I just started seeing all of this press for it. And I was like, oh, interesting. A brand based on slugging. And then I read the Nylon story and I'm like, son of a bitch. Julie Schott.
I know.
She's back. She's doing it again.
I don't know how. Everything, like you said, Kirby, like the branding is so cute. It's so Gen Z. Like, I feel like if anyone can figure out how to sell a product to Gen Z, it's Julie. Right?
Yes, she gets it.
Like, so she gets it.
It's a slugging system. And as you guys know, like slugging, it's been around forever. It's where you put an occlusive layer over the skin to prevent transepidermal water loss. So it like packs in the moisture. Mm-hmm. A lot of people tend to use Vaseline. And so similar to what she did with Starface, where it's like, you know, taking the hydrocolloid patch trend where you're focusing strictly on like making sure the patch is clear. Mm-hmm. You know, she made it so that people can see it. And in this case, she's taking slugging, a trend, and making it easier for people because a lot of people are like, well, you know, I don't want to put Vaseline on my face. And they have this like, you know, petrolatum has been demonized for whatever the hell reason. So in this way, it's like, I actually need to look at the ingredients to be like, does it include petrolatum in here or petrolatum? Let's see. It has glycerin, which is great. It has polyglutamic acid, citric acid, hyaluronic acid, squalane. So it makes it, so there's, this is the hydrating boost. Sorry, guys. So there's three products. There's the slug boost, which is a hydrating mist. It says that on clean skin, you spritz a generous amount onto your face and pat it into the skin. And then you follow with the slug cream to condition and restore the skin. And then the balm. Like, so you cap it off at the end with this balm. There's all this education on the website about what it is and how it works. So the slug balm is the moisture locking occlusive. It's good. It's a good price point. It's $24.
I was going to say, yeah, slug boost is $22. The cream's $24. The balm's $24. And then all of the products, if you care, are vegan, cruelty-free, Leaping Bunny certified, paraben-free, sulfate-free, fragrance-free, non-comedogenic, and compliant with Sephora and Target clean standards.
So this is what it has. It says the balm has hydrogenated vegetable oil. It has plant-based oils that provide occlusive and moisturizing benefits, sealing and hydration, and then a lipid complex to help strengthen the skin barrier. This is very exciting to me. And I think like she's making slugging sexy.
Totally. and accessible.
Are you looking at this website? The photos are
the little slug.
The slugs on the nails. Are you seeing this?
So cute.
So cute. Yeah,
it's really, really cute. It kind of reminds me of Pleasing.
Yeah, it's a little, like it's a Pleasing little Pleasing vibes
with the mushrooms.
Yes, and of course they talk about recycling. It's really, really cute. They have, you know, it's made from post-consumer recycled plastic and all these other things.
And I like too that, like, in the press release, as expected, like Julie and company, like, give credit where credit's due. Like, it's not like they invented slugging.
Yes,
obviously it's like super popular right now, and you know, really big in Korea. People in Korea did it, but then, you know, they say slugging dates back centuries, as far as the 15th century when Native Americans used petroleum jelly cosmetically. And then obviously, like, that has been a big practice within the Black community. So I really appreciate that.
Agreed.
So thank you.
Future-wise, love the name. I love the whole snail. This is also a brand that she created with Brian Bordanik, who also did Starfaced with her. So it's the two of them, and they're the brains behind this launch, and I think it's really extremely smart. Also, they have it so far where their social account is private and you have to request to follow. And I think...
Ooh, I love that.
It's a very interesting.
It's so exclusive.
Yes, it's an exclusive club.
Exclusive occlusive.
The exclusive occlusive club. Okay, I wanted to shout out something that I think is really special that a brand that probably many of you love did in early November. We love Lia Yu of Crave Beauty. Their products are amazing. And I don't know if you all follow her or Crave Beauty is a brand on Instagram or TikTok, but you should. Lia posted a video saying that the brand itself had created $1.5 million in waste due to a botched production of their matcha cleanser, which everybody loves this matcha cleanser, but something happened, it got botched. Mm-hmm. And what she did was basically educate people that were following the brand to say, a lot of us think about packaging as being the biggest piece of waste when it comes to the beauty industry. But what a lot of people don't think about are the hidden waste factors. Like if you return a product, or there's damage control on a product that needs to be returned. Even if it's just like, there's products you don't like you can send back. There's products that people ask to be sent back because they're recalled for whatever reason. Production mishaps, that's what happened with Crave. In this case, it was like a product that they had already been making that got botched. So instead of throwing it out and creating more waste, they reformulated it to become a body wash. And then they packaged it in one of those plastic pouches, which is less packaging needed than like their typical container that they use, which also means less water and electricity to manufacture it. And they sold it for $8, which was just, there was no markup. It was just the cost of what it cost to make that product, like materials, safety, compliance, you know, manufacturing and delivery, like all of that stuff. And I feel like she had a conversation with the new CEO, Melanie, at Rode. She also, mm-hmm. There was another brand, the name escapes me, that she did a conversation with as well.
The co-founder and CEO of Blue Land.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. And they basically talked about what, as a brand, they contribute in terms of waste and like what as the industry as a whole can be doing. And so they took their trash and turned it to literal treasure. And then they opened up this pop-up at the beginning of the month in New York City that included the limited edition matcha body wash, as well as like pilots of other products that they were testing.
Smart.
So you could kind of like, you know, see what they were working on, as well as like other, you know, leftovers or excess inventory that they had that they were trying to get, you know, get out there and not make waste. So I just want to tip my hat to Lia and the Crave team. I think this was such a smart, innovative way to educate consumers and also do their part in not contributing waste. And I've seen so many other brand founders calling Lia out too and like singing her praises for doing this.
Totally. She's always been so transparent. Even remember like the whole drama with Beat Shield.
Ugh, yes.
And everything. Like she just is always like, okay, here's what's happening.
Yep.
And like, I want to be honest with my customers and the consumers. So yeah, she's just such a gem. And I wish more
people, brand founders were like her in the industry.
Same. I love that she really has developed a good community where she is able to do that.
Totally.
Thank you everyone for listening this week. We will be back on Friday with another great guest interview.
Make sure you subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts and follow us on Spotify so you don't miss any breaking beauty news or product reviews. And if you want to support us, be sure to follow us at Gloss Angeles Pod on all platforms and join our Facebook group.
Plus, find every product we recommend on our website, glossangelespod.com, as well as links to the stories and news we report each week. You can follow us, your hosts. I'm Sarah Tan, that's S-A-R-A-T-A-N, on all social platforms.
And I'm Kirby Johnson, K-I-R-B-I-E, on all social platforms. Gloss Angeles was created by us, Kirby Johnson and Sarah Tan. It's part of the Acast Network and licensed by Vice Media Group.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.